Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 on the Eastern Coast, if your ear holes are sucking us in live. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, wherever, with whatever, whomever, alone, etc., we appreciate the flying fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours making fun of, you know, all kinds of bullshit and talking about stuff and yelling and cussing.
Yay.
Join in. Tweet us and everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in to Crab Diving, guys, and resist. Fuck the Shitler.
Tweet us during the show if y'all like. You can tweet us at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Hurl.
And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can always buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, tickle, doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
All kinds of fun stuff going on. It's a lovely day here.
Hello.
In, I almost said Southern California again.
Right.
In Southern America.
Fuck Southern California, man. Fuck you hippies.
Although they're trying to get single payer out there.
Oh,
saying
geez.
Fuck the rest of the nation.
Yeah, hey, I get it. Like, you gotta hand it to Jerry Brown, man. He's just like, fuck you, Trump. We're going to agree. We're going to stick to the Paris Accords. We're going to bring single payer and we're going to have gun control, baby.
A whole bunch of cities. Even there, I even saw there's a couple of Republican mayors.
Yes.
Here in the United States. I don't know which specifics, but a couple of cities who are saying, well, we're going to stick with the Paris Accords, too.
Mm. That's fucking awesome. I mean, you know, I imagine some of these GOP guys probably still supported the Shitler in the presidential race, which sort of speaks to their racism and things like that. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's insane to me to listen to the GOP sit here and say, well, we might need to sort of think about this healthcare thing as a bipartisan issue. If you think back to when Obama was just ramming his health care reform through, he talked to other people on the side of the other side of the aisle, right?
Well, he was black.
Yes.
Don't
oh,
forget
shit.
That.
But, you know, he reached across the aisle. He tried.
Well, and it
he
took months and months and months. And how many of their fucking amendments were actually accepted? We wanted single payer. We wanted a public option.
Right.
And they said, no, blah, 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 socialism. Blah.
I mean, really, GOP, what? It's like the big dumb jock writing a science paper and you say, you know what, geek, I want you to, will you help me write this paper? And the geek should say, well, what are you bringing to it, idiot? What
You're
are
right.
you bringing to the table, you big fucking moron? And not only that, you just went to the American people and you just said, hey, the Democrats suck. Obamacare shit. It's ruining the country. So now you want the same people that had input on Obamacare to help you write this farce that is Trump care? It makes no fucking sense. You know what I mean?
The,
you know, does that make any sense what I just said or whatever, you know?
The, they're still saying that they're not done yet. I think Mitch is trying to cobble together something by Friday, which is the end of because they have to go on vacation.
Right. Of course. Because, you know, when you or I have a job and you don't finish the main thing you were supposed to work on, you get a nice big fat vacation, right? Everybody's happy. You know what I mean?
I'm animated. I'm alive.
But they're going to try to get something done by Friday so they can hand it over to the CBO.
Okay.
So that when they come back, they'll have the latest numbers on how many people they're going to kick off of healthcare.
Listen to what you just described. Mitch McConnell is going to cobble something together, some turd to turn into the CBO, meaning it's going to be the best he could do. But we're the largest developed country on the fucking planet.
Allegedly.
We should have the best. Now we're getting some shit that Mitch the bitch is quote unquote cobbling together. Man, fuck that shit. That's insane.
And all they're trying to do is fluff different members, different senators for different reasons. I don't know how they're going to, make Susan Collins happy, who says she's, as long as they defund Planned Parenthood, she can't abide. And as long as it kicks, 20 million some people off, she says she can't abide.
You know,
Rand Paul
won't
be happy until gets health care paid for or assisted by the government.
He's
and a couple
racist.
Of those other assholes also.
Yeah, who said that? Was it Mitch the bitch? He said, we're just looking to get some of our fellow legislators in a comfortable place regarding health care.
Yeah, a little pillow under the back. Raise the rectum.
Raise the rectum instead of the roof. That's Republican fucking healthcare, man.
We're not, the roof didn't burst. It's Kate drinking. If you can hear that in the background, podcast, I'll get rid of it. But if you're listening live, you can hear that shit maybe.
Hey, it makes it real for some people.
Lots of stories going on. Lots of fun.
Oh, shit.
We should get to the headlines here.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the bottom floor of the deep within the Pensacola Blung Bunker. Blumpkin.
We are in the Blumpkin! Of hell!
Dateline June 28, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. You'll note things aren't echoing. I believe I have succeeded.
Fucking great, man.
And finally, tackling our board problems here.
I appreciate that because I cannot. The only way for me to tackle the board problem is to literally tackle the board and hopefully
it was coming to that.
A knob turns in a certain way that is advantageous.
It was a couple of knobs and a button and putting one cord in a different hole is what it entailed.
Hey, it's called experimenting.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Bait.
Huff Post.
Suck my dick.
Since it's not the Huffington Post anymore.
How stupid. Stupid.
The headline says, this one's new to me, Chaffetz shacks up with Fox. Well, I wonder if that means he's bailing. Is he going to be a Fox toad?
I can't quit you.
Fox, quote, unquote, news.
You know, man, if you are a Jason Chaffetz and you're under the eye of some fucking investigation, wouldn't you be like, God, government sucks dick. I want to work for Fox. I just want to talk into a microphone, read a teleprompter, and not do fucking shit. And then when I have guests on, I don't have to ask them any difficult questions. Well, I can just suck their cock.
And make a fuck ton more money.
Does that pay more than what he does? Does it?
I mean, over above the table. Who the hell knows what these assholes are getting?
Yes,
below the table, or you know,
right,
back rooms and shit.
Well, like Trump, he's making money off being president, correct?
Oh God, yeah. God. Oh fuck yeah.
Oh, it just makes me. I just had a flash of fucking. I just hate the Trumpalos. I hate if you voted for Trump. I hate.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
Yeah, we know Trump voters. We know
you're a throwback to when black people didn't have any rights.
I got a life force.
I know.
I'm all happy that nothing's echoing now, so I'm going to be playing the fuck out of these drops. Yeah.
He's the best. I mean, not the best, the worst, but funny to listen to.
Sure
right?
enough, Representative Jason Chaffetz,
hello?
Who's retiring from Congress at the end of June. He's not running again. Well, I think he's leaving early.
I mean, you can't blame the motherfucker.
Sure enough, he signed on as a contributor to Fox News.
Oh, yes. Good job, yeah, fucking whore.
Chaffetz will make his network debut July 1st. He will contribute to both Fox News and Fox Business.
Hello.
He
contribute. He's going to sit there like a big, dumb fucking white guy and say whatever the teleprompter tells him to.
The lefty tinfoil crowd thinks that Chaffetz, there was a Russian compromise on him.
Ooh,
and that's why he was doing so much Trump filleting early on.
Oh yes.
And that maybe that he was just like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta bail. Those that would speculate otherwise, let me be clear, I have no ulterior motives. I've made a personal decision to return to the private sector.
Nah. Who cares? We know you're full of shit. Go fuck off. Go make money at Fox News, dickbag.
I think he started becoming more infamous. He was like one of these rising stars in the GOP, and famously, although the base loved him, but Hillary Clinton just wiped the floor with him at those. You'll remember those Benghazi hearings when Chaffetz was the chairman of that committee and was soundly humiliated. Hillary Clinton sitting there for 11 hours and they didn't get fuck all on her.
Hello. You know, I watched those Benghazi hearings, some of them. And to me, I watched the person. I'm like, yeah, she could be president. That's I wouldn't mind having her as president. I think she'd make a great fucking president. You know, she handled herself well. Yeah, she handled herself well. She didn't take shit from this bullshit committee. She made short work of this fucking Chaffetz. You know, I don't know. We just fucked up. It's just such a missed opportunity. We should have had Madam Secretary be Madam fucking President, but no.
Well, and they screamed that Barack Hussein Obama had no experience. He had no business being president.
Ah!
And then the Democrats put up possibly the most qualified person they've had in a long time, technically. But
yes.
If you look at the resume and against somebody who is proving, I was going to say daily, but it's kind of hourly, that he's excruciatingly unqualified for most everything, but especially for the presidency of the United States of America.
You know, my knowledge of the White House is based mainly off a season and a half I watched The West Wing, and also Veep. I love that. I think
probably more accurate.
Yeah, Veep.
Yeah.
And that House of fucking Cards. And you know that Secretary of State is in on every fucking meeting. She's always in the fucking room. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't you want her as president? At least she knows what to do in the fucking office.
Well, more people did.
Yeah, that's right. Who am I screaming at?
Right.
I'm not screaming at anyone. Everyone agrees with me. Even that fucking that weirdo that just went by on the bicycle here. Yeah.
Not outside. We have a window.
Oh, right.
It'd be very odd if somebody was riding a bicycle here in the studio.
Kate didn't even fucking bark, and I bet she wouldn't.
No.
It's there.
So there you go. Jason Chaffetz. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Chaffetz.
Fuck you, Chaffetz.
Of Utah.
Yeah. Utah.
I think he's.
Don't fuck off.
I think he's Mormony, too.
Ugh.
He's now going to be over at Fox.
Hey, go bang your sister wife in the green room, stupid.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Eat my dick.
Let's see what they're not thinking over there.
Boo.
We want to be fair and balanced and, you know, provide you with the wonderful bullshit over there. Oh, God. They're still
going. Bill
Clinton
blew a load on a dress, and we got Drudge.
O'Keefe strikes again is the headline. This is yesterday this came out.
Yes.
This is at Project Veritas. These are these assholes that are going undercover and discovering all the libtards and all the corruption and the fake news. Yesterday it was all over the social media. I didn't even talk about it because, once again, a big zero turd nothing burger.
Yes.
That they're losing their little tiny single-celled brains over.
Boo.
There was some producer that they caught on hidden video kind of saying, I think the Russian story is all bullshit.
Yeah.
That there's, you know, there isn't, we don't have any evidence of anything yet, but it gets great ratings.
No shit. But that was bullshit.
Well, yeah. What's not true about that? and what's wrong with that? And then right. Van Jones, even said they've got Van Jones at one point saying, I think Russia is a nothing burger.
He actually
for Trump
used the term nothing burger.
And I think in regards to Trump specifically. So, but now this is the headline. Project Veritas, that's their creepy name of their alleged undercover group.
Doesn't it sound Nazi-y or fascist-y?
Van Jones, Russia is a nothing burger. American Pravda, CNN Part 2. They're calling it American Pravda, which, if you know anything about what Pravda is the state-run media that helps the great leader. How is CNN state-run? CNN is a private entity going against the administration and the great leader.
But they're saying that liberal media, the deep state, has their little liberal tentacles in CNN.
Yes.
That's so stupid.
And it's fake news.
It's Breitbart.
It's all fake news.
Breitbart is our state-run media,
right? So that's the headline at the Drudge. O'Keefe strikes again. He's got them libtards on the run.
If there's nothing there. What is Mueller doing? Is he sitting at home? Is he playing solitaire at his office? What's up with this Paul Manafort bullshit? Is there nothing to that?
Who, yesterday, I'm still trying to figure out how this works. Yesterday, he very recently, retroactively registered as a foreign agent for business purposes or something weird like that.
How the fuck does that work?
Months.
That's like doing something wrong and say, hey, give me a hall pass. Give me a retroactive hall pass.
I'm retroactively not getting caught.
God damn it.
How do you do that?
Have we gotten the money back from him yet? Or what's going on with this money that he got, this big cash payout he got from Russia? Remember the $12 million that he didn't report to anybody?
I think that's official now. I think he did report it.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, America. Everything's above board now. But Russia's a big fucking nothing burger. But still, let's investigate Benghazi and some more Hillary bullshit. Why not, you fucking idiots?
So those are your headlines. Apparently, it's a slower news morning as O'Keefe strikes again. And oh my God, Chaffetz is joining at Fox News are the big headlines.
It's insane.
Give it 4 or 5 minutes. Trump will say or do something stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The whole Time magazine thing is so fucking ridiculous.
Well, I've got that here. There's a follow-up to that now. The
crab diving follow-up.
It became a much bigger story last night for many reasons. I think they're up to 5 now, by the way. They found the Time magazine cover in a 5th golf course.
What, they didn't just take him down all at once. Like, as soon as that story broke, they weren't like, hey, all those Time magazine covers, they got to come down right now.
No.
They don't even know where they are, probably. You know what I mean? They just hung them up.
So, and if there's that many of them, that leads me to believe that packages from Trump Tower showed up at all of these golf courses and were like, hang this up.
Oh, yes.
Where everybody can see it.
You know, man, I mean, it was probably something like, you know what? Trump was like, you know what? Fuck it. Make fake Time news covers and put them in all my fucking golf courses just to show everybody.
The Washington Post first reported the story. And, you know, any other time, it really, talking about nothing burgers, this story would kind of be a nothing burger. It'd be like, oh my God. And normal people would take it down.
Right. I would say if I was Trump, I would say, guys, it was a goof. It was supposed to be funny. It was the spirit, it was in the spirit of joking around.
But it's hanging in at least, I don't know, a couple of the instances there. It's hanging amidst a group of real magazine covers that are framed.
Fuck it, man. Well, I don't know.
That were actual covers that he did.
You know, I would want to fake a Sports Illustrated one, you know? I would put my picture with my softball bat and everything like on the cover of SI.
I like to eat!
Yeah.
The time has spoken up and said, we can confirm this is not a real Time cover.
Oh, thank you.
The real edition for that week was released on March 2nd. The fake Time one for Trump's is, I think, March 1st.
Who was on the cover?
Nelson Mandela. It features Kate Winslet.
Oh, God.
And her win for her Oscar win.
For what? For Titanic?
The Reader.
Oh, The Reader. Was that good?
Didn't see.
The Reader. Oh, that's the movie where she read books to some war criminal. That was a good movie. I believe some old English fucker was the lead.
Well, Representative Jerry Connolly is winning the internet right now with he had somebody make up a mock Time cover of his own. And it says, Connolly is winning so much he's tired of winning.
I mean, you know,
Jerry Connolly.
You can't even.
A legislative smash with an exclamation point.
You can't even like, so now if you go to one
he's
of Trump's
Virginia.
Golf, what?
He's from Virginia. Oh. Just tossing him out, tossing a shout out to
Toss.
This representative from Virginia.
What up? Now you go to these Trump courses, you don't even know what's real, right? You're looking at all the trophies and the bullshit on the wall. You're like, is that fake? That's not. It's intermixed with real shit.
Right.
So it's as if, is our president just full of total garbage? Is he a fucking liar?
Keep going.
I don't know.
For I'm waiting for the all of the above choice.
I always believed Obama. I would believe it. And I don't think that he would put a fake Time magazine cover up his own face. But Obama doesn't own golf courses.
Right.
This is not normal. We there's nothing.
He would have put him in mosques or something.
Oh, Kenyan, Muslim, gay.
Well, now Time magazine is officially requesting that they be taken down.
Oh, jeez.
Time is apparently not getting the joke.
I tell you, Time, if I was Schittler, I would be like, no, fuck you. I can have whatever I want in my golf courses. I can have a fake Time news story. A fake cover? What?
Time magazine has asked Trump Organization to remove framed magazine covers featuring Trump from its golf clubs.
No.
After they were found to be fake.
You know, you're grandstanding. You're grandstanding. And I'm sure you gave this fucking Schittler ink and space when you probably shouldn't have when he was running for office because you wanted to sell magazines. So fuck off.
I don't think Time's been kind to him, though, right?
Right. I don't know.
He crowed about how many times he's been on the cover, but it's kind of funny because he also counts the times that they like, didn't they have him standing over the world melting one time? And I mean, they're not kind to him, but he's still like, I made the cover of Time.
Yeah, not for the right reasons, dumbass.
So there you go. Their Time magazine is not sticking with the joke. They want him taken down.
You know, but if you are Trump, I would welcome this story. I mean, God, Mueller is investigating him. The fucking Justice Department in New York is going all RICO on his ass. I would be like, yeah, let's talk about my bullshit Time magazine covers for the next week or so. That sounds like a blast.
Let's get to my favorite story of the day where I've spent a lot of time in the comment sections.
Ooh, yes.
Earlier. We've been following the story in several states, but a couple times we've talked about what's going on in Arkansas.
Oh, yes.
And I believe that my computer is being just a hair cunty right now.
By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy shit. We get paid, baby. We can buy a new fucking little gateway. Another little shitty gateway computer.
Shitty gateway. all I use it for is the show.
Yeah.
The here we go. This is my favorite story.
Awesome.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Fuck you.
If you recall, at one point, I think they had put up a Ten Commandments.
Oh, yes.
And some guy ran it over with his car. Well, it turns out they put up another Ten Commandments, and he did it again.
Oh, God, this guy's nuts.
Not even 24 hours after they put up their ridiculous Ten Commandments. This is that one asshole. I'm trying to find that state representative who we've quoted him a few times. He's a complete asshole. I think he's the one that at one point said, well, why can't we use tactical nukes in the Mideast against ISIS?
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck is this? I remember this guy.
I'm trying to find his name here in
tactical
the story.
Tactical nukes. How does that even work? You can nuke something and then there's no fallout?
There's fallout. It's just small.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a smaller area.
Perfect.
So the 6-foot-tall stone Ten Commandments monument installed Tuesday,
yes,
on the Arkansas Capitol grounds was knocked over less than 24 hours later, 32-year-old. Tate Reed was arrested after he smashed into the monument, destroying it.
Aww.
Hopped into his Dodge Dart.
With a Dodge Dart.
And that's what's a lot of the comments on the internets are like, well, honestly, I would have put Dodge Dart versus anything as a lose, but this Dodge, yes, Dart managed to knock over this Ten Commandments.
Jeez, the word of God's not that strong, right? I mean, a Dodge Dart took out the Ten Commandments. Who are these pussy little, don't say pussy. Who are these fragile little stonemasons that put this thing together? I mean, did you guys not build it right? Is that a styrofoam? Man.
Before.
Yes.
He knocked down the one in Oklahoma.
Fuck you.
At the time,
this guy's on tour.
His mother said he was a devout Christian who struggled with mental health issues. He was, right, a student at Victory Bible College in Tulsa.
Okay. A lot of these Christians, I think, struggle with mental illness.
They said he had a psychotic break.
Ooh,
the,
yes,
first time.
Okay.
According to police records, officers witnessed Reed's vehicle start from a stop position and ram the Ten Commandments monument, knocking it over, breaking it in pieces. He was jailed, faces charges of defacing objects of public respect. What a stupid.
Oh, my.
Trespassing
fucking
God. On Capitol grounds and first degree criminal mischief.
Oh, I'd pardon the guy if I was the governor. Do it again. Who cares?
The monument has been subject of controversy.
Ooh, wee wee.
With the Arkansas State Capitol joining a number of other red state governments trying,
yes,
to put these this bullshit up.
Fuck you.
Critics call it a violation of the First Amendment.
Yeah, of course. This guy ran it over with a Dodge Dart.
Here's allegedly the video that he shot while inside the car.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know if you can. The lights.
Oh,
freedom!
Freedom.
Oh my God.
He's driving up the hill. There's the monument. Awesome. They're saying this is purportedly the video. What else could it be?
It's, yeah,
but he yelled freedom like Braveheart.
Mel Gibson.
Freedom! And ran down the Ten Commandments.
Wow. Hey, how horrible. What a horrible thing to do. Unsafe. But good job. I speak this guy's name. Kudos, buddy.
Senator Jason Rapert.
Oh, my God, this guy. Okay.
Sponsored the law to put the monument on state grounds, called it an act of violence.
Nah. Shut up, Rapert.
They've already ordered a new statue, he says. He called, ooh, on elected officials to take a stand against violence and against people using weapons to destroy things.
Fuck you. Using weapons to destroy things. Hey, guess what? I'm against that as well. Aren't you?
He's accusing the left, of course, of hatred, and the American Civil Liberties Union is blaming. He's blaming them.
Dude, you're the one violating people's civil liberties by putting this fucking thing on public land. Everybody knows that is a violation of church and state, but yet these fucksticks, they do it over and over and over. There's no reason to think they won't stop doing this.
There was another Facebook video. A man calling himself Michael Reed described his beliefs in both Jesus and the separation of church and state.
Fuck you.
Speaking from a seat in a 2016 Dodge Dart. I'm a firm believer. Part of salvation is that we not only have faith in Jesus Christ, but we obey the commands of God. And we confess Jesus as Lord, but the one thing I do not support is the violation of our constitutional right to have the freedom that's guaranteed of us, that guarantees us the separation of church and state.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there you go.
If you got such a hard-on for the Ten Commandments, and you need to see it to remind yourself to not covet your neighbor's wife and not to stab somebody to death, I suggest carrying like a little paper version in your pocket. You can just pull it out and look at it all you want.
Well, and the Christianists are saying, well, what's wrong with it? It's just good suggestions for how to live. I've seen that comment a million times today already. And it has nothing to do with religion. What's the first commandment, you Christo twunt?
Thou shalt have no fucking idols before me.
Gods before I'm the Lord thy God. Yeah, yeah. Thou shalt have no false gods before me.
Well, you know what? Put up the tenets of Aquamanism up, too, because that's what I believe in, and I want to see that. They're good suggestions to live by.
Well, and that's what we say. Put everything up or nothing. But these Christians say, no, it's our history.
Put up a Baphomet.
You're taking Jesus out of the government.
Oh, God, you can't. You can't take Jesus out of the government. You can't, like...
Jesus ain't supposed to be in the government.
Right. Again, but Jesus is like an ethereal feeling, so I don't know how to do that. It's... You fuck sticks. I don't know what... Scream about something real.
It's really.
What about AIDS? What about curing AIDS?
It's infuriating. One of my favorite comments was... wow, we've all broken a commandment or two along the way, but this guy broke all 10 at the same time.
Bam!
New record. Bam, bam.
I love it. He fucking ran it over. There's a guy. This guy has been walking around our neighborhood listening to his headphones. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's got a fishing pole, and in a bag, he's got a dead fish that he just caught in the bay. But he's been pacing around for the last 2 hours aimlessly. What is it? What are you doing out there? None of my business.
One of the comments says, praying the soul who felt the need to do this encounters the God who loves him in spite of his ill will towards God.
God. Hoogity boogity. Hey, go read Lord of the Rings, dickface.
They just don't get it. They really don't get it. Although I'm encouraged because even I read the story over at The Hill, which is pretty conservative. And
yes,
the majority of comments were, this kind of what we said on our Facebook page, which is, you know, we're not into violence and destruction,
but
this shouldn't have been there in the first place. Right. We should do it the legal way. Sue the fuck out of them, get it taken down. So we don't support this at all. But
it's dangerous.
They don't get it. They don't. They keep saying that it's against their First Amendment right. But the First Amendment says that the government can't make a religion.
Right.
And by putting only your mythos, your creepy little Ten Commandments on public land, well, what the hell else are
you
doing?
And a courthouse.
Yeah.
No less. And a courthouse where laws are adjudicated and people go for trials and things like that. And if you're a Muslim, do we even need to go through it? You walk in there, you see a big Ten Commandments, you don't feel like you're equal. You don't feel like you're going to get a fair shake.
And this Representative Rapert shithead is vile because he and the ones. There's one thing. If your stupid monument has been there for 50 years or 80 years or whatever, that's one thing. It still doesn't mean it should stay. It's like the stupid cross here in Pensacola. It's been here since, I don't know, 50s
that's the
or
argument.
60s. It's been there forever. But
why is it bothering you now?
This was put up last year. This is a fuck you. This is a fuck you from Rapert and from the Christian dominionist theocrat fucks who are trying to turn this country into The Handmaid's Tale, which I watched another episode last night. Creepy as hell.
Yeah. I mean,
really good show.
But like, I want to know, how do you pay for this? Like, to pay to have this giant slab of bullshit installed, right? You have to pay for that.
It's paid for private money, they keep saying. It's private donors. I don't care. It's on public land, and it's probably got to be maintained by the public.
And then Why are the private donors doing it? Why are they donating a Ten Commandments slab
because
on
fuck
public
you.
Land?
Because fuck you.
And why do they owe these private guys? You know what I mean? It's like,
fuck you, non-Christians is what it is. There's no we're honoring the history of the Ten Commandments. Fuck them, lying pieces of shit. They're saying piss on anybody that's not a Jesus follower.
Yeah. And this raper probably goes to some private donor. He's like, hey, I want you to pay to have this Ten Commandments made. And then for that, I'll suck your dick.
Oh, well, he just stands up there and says, I'll save the Ten Commandments. And the money starts flowing in from the lunatics.
Yeah, yeah. And then he owes them, though. Then he owes them. It's just more people. These evil, sick fucks. Oh, man.
So there you go. Go whatever paper you like or whatever online news organization, go and read the comments. They're all great, even on the liberal ones, who are trashing it, having the ridiculous Ten Commandments having been there in the first place. The 99% of everyone is saying we don't abide by this kind of destruction, but it shouldn't have been there in the first place, and it should not go back up.
Fuck yeah. It's bananas. It's 2017. We should be way past this shit, man.
We'll hopefully
the Ten Commandments.
Hopefully somebody's raising money for his bail money.
Do we have that here in Pensacola at the courthouse? Is there a big gigantic Ten Commandments erected?
I don't think so.
Here's hoping. Maybe we'll get one.
I think we'd hear about it.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what it is. You know, these cases have been popping up and they've been losing. Having a lot of these things taken out, there was a school in Ohio that had a big Jesus mural on its on its stairway as you're walking up, at like a Bible quote, a public school. And finally, some students complained about it. Of course, Todd Starnes got his little knickers all in a knot.
Oh, yeah.
And
he loves that.
They're trying to take Jesus out of the world. How dare they? Todd Starnes.
You can't take a thing out of anything that doesn't exist. You just can't. You can sure take a painting of it, though. And
that same thing. The Kiwanis Club put that up in 1947. Well, I don't care.
It's called progress.
It shouldn't have been there, right?
We are evolving, you dickhead.
Slavery was around for a minute or two. We got away from that.
How many
were... I'm sure they were. I'm sure a lot of these people, which are the same people making this argument now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Same demo. That are saying, yeah, well, slavery's been around forever.
Jesus.
Look at them fucking Egyptians. They had slaves.
The reason why this shit is coming down now is because enough of these old fuckers are dying. They're dying off.
Well, and brave non-Christians are finally saying something.
Yeah, fuck this.
And still suffering consequences. The two of the plaintiffs here in Pensacola that sued about that giant fucking Bayview cross in the park have fled the country. Not the city, not the state, the country.
And you know, I get it because some of those comments were violent.
Yeah.
Talking about these people, naming people, doxing people.
Oh, I've seen some of the comments on this too.
Yes.
Like, proof they're getting violent. We need to start fighting back.
I mean, you know, the nerve of the straight white male religious right saying other people are getting violent, like there's a war upon them, is just fucking nuts.
Butt hurt.
Your fucking bullshit God is on our fucking money. Relax, okay? No one's coming for your Jesus.
I see that very frequently as an argument of, why are we? It's a Christian nation because God's on the money. I'm like, it didn't get put there until
the 50s, right?
Well, there was a small coin minted during the Civil War,
right?
I think that put God. It was on the.
Was it on the high
penny?
I'm
trying to fire my memory here. It was on.
Okay,
it was
fire
the
up
North.
The memory.
It was the North, and they were trying to say that we're on the side of God by not having slaves.
Ah, God.
So that was there was a coin minted by the North or a note, I don't remember. But then after that it was a while. And then it was the big push was in the 50s after the Red Scare.
Yeah.
That's when they put under God in the fucking, which we shouldn't have in the first place, Pledge of Allegiance. Creepy, yes. creepy.
Very creepy.
And that's when they put In God We Trust all over the fucking money.
I mean, it's insane that somehow we have tied a sky god to patriotism, to being American, you know? Like, I'm less of an American because I don't believe in some bullshit in the fucking sky. Eat my dick. Who gives a fuck?
This is a great comment. Someday we'll finally determine whether insanity is the cause or the result of religion. Then maybe we'll have a chance to cure both. What a great comment.
Yeah, that is a great comment. I mean, cure it.
And you know, props to some of these Christians, identifying Christians. There's a lot of them out there also saying, I'm a Christian. I don't think this Ten Commandments should be there on public property.
You know, I get
a lot.
I get it because they don't want to be marginalized. Do you think most people that go to church and shit want to be lumped in with Luke Cobb, that dickhead?
No. Luke Cobb is the guy who commented, had a comment go viral.
Yes.
About running the lawyer out of town who successfully fought the case to get rid of the Pensacola Cross.
God. And she, Lou, she won. Why don't you leave town? I mean, really, you should leave town. Your quote-unquote lost.
She's not in town.
Yeah, that's right.
She lives in D.C. or something.
Run her out of town, you fucking idiot.
Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, C-R-E-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Like our shit. And, thumbs it up.
Don't forget, you can always listen to all the other great stuff here on the network, K-Voice and the Daily Upper Decker.
The Hollywood Hick.
Hollywood Hick. And a couple of the other shows, the trivia show.
Trivia with Buds.
There's a new one. But that's streaming. And we got other stuff coming down the pike for y'all.
Fuck you.
So there you go. Congrats to the Ten Commandments guy. I don't abide.
I mean, it'd be funny. I mean, you know, if all this God shit really existed, do you think God is up in heaven going like, that motherfucker in that Dodge Dart, he ran over my Ten Commandments again? I am giving that motherfucker cancer and his family cancer.
Well,
bam.
How about making a moat appear in front of the... How about having the gasket blow on the dart?
Blow.
So he couldn't even make it up the hill. I'm amazed the dart made it up the hill, but...
Yeah, I mean, you're telling me Jesus, with all his fucking power that these Christians claim that he have, he can't repel a Dodge fucking dart?
Well, that's it. If God is all powerful and can defeat Satan,
why
doesn't he?
Oh, that's a good point. Why don't you defeat AIDS?
Oh, did we take this picture of the Donald Trump Nazi, of the swastika on the Donald Trump star on Hollywood Boulevard?
No, I just put it up there.
I wasn't sure if we had seen that walking down Hollywood Boulevard before we moved to Florida.
Trump, yes. You know, I believe Trump's star was on the corner of El Centro and Sunset. No, El Centro and Hollywood, I believe.
Well, there's that one guy who took a sledgehammer to it.
Yeah.
We don't approve of blatant displays of violence like that.
God.
But we understand.
I don't really know where. I think his star is right there, you know, El Centro. And it's in a shitty little area, Hollywood. My God, Jimmy Stewart's star was in front of the DMV, which is now a
Trader
Joe's.
There used to be when Hollywood Boulevard was really trashy. There were more titty bars and porn shops and stuff. Imagine your star being in front of a porn shop or a titty bar.
You know, I looked up a Dodge Dart. That's actually a big fucking car.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're thinking of that, like a Dodge Dart from like the 70s and shit. Oh. This is a nice sedan. I mean, it probably could take out it's a big car.
It can take out a Ten Commandments.
Sorry, God. It's no Yugo. Remember that?
Oh, the Yugo, yeah. I saw one in Los Angeles not all that long ago, within a year.
Those were great cars, right?
I think they were pieces of
shit. Back in the day, that Dodge Dart was huge, too. It was gigantic. You know, it's a big muscle car.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
We were going to talk about it a little bit yesterday, didn't get to it, but there's a poll.
Poll.
You said poll?
Fuck you.
That the rest of the world apparently is none too pleased with our Schittler in chief.
Sad. Why? What's their problem? Why is everybody a complainer? Why are they bitching and moaning? He's our president. Just shut the fuck up. It's fine. This Russia stuff, it's a nothing burger.
It's a nothing burger.
Yeah, just sit there like an idiot.
Trump is unpopular worldwide, it says. This is according to Pew, the Pew Research Center.
Oh, yes. Effete.
That America, they pulled people from around the world.
Right.
And the headline says, U.S. image suffers.
No. A fucking course.
As publics around the world question Trump's leadership. It's amazing. In every fucking country just about on the in the planet, confidence in the U.S. president has plummeted.
Oh, shit, man.
At the end of the Obama presidency, 64%
yes.
of the world
okay.
was confident enough right. that we're not going to blow up the world.
Now what?
22%.
Damn, why is everybody being a dick?
And 74% now yes. have no confidence.
Oh, come on, guys.
It was 23%
dang.
With Obama.
What's wrong? Is this some bullshit liberal media poll? Is this skewed? Is this slanted?
37 nations.
Yes.
Only a median of just 22% has confidence in Trump to do the right thing when it comes to international affairs.
That's high. That's a high number because I have zero confidence that he will do the right thing regarding fill in the fucking blank, baby. Anything.
Across 37 nations that were polled, Trump gets higher marks than Obama in only two countries. Take a wild stab.
Oh, shit. Let me think. Russia?
Ding, fucking ding.
In only two countries. Wait, what is it? What's the question again? Two countries?
Trump, they have more confidence in Trump than Obama.
Oh, okay. Syria?
I don't think the Pew people sent people to
why?
Syria into
on,
the
guys.
Streets to poll. I don't think it's on their list of 37. Right. Israel.
Oh, okay.
Israel is fleeced okay. into believing that Trump
God, guys.
Is better than that Negro.
Who the fuck would think Trump is a better president than Obama?
Not mine, by the
way. I mean, yes. I mean, he's a better president than GW so far. I mean, we're not in a war yet. Nobody lied us into a war, so.
Confidence in U.S. president, do the right thing in Sweden.
Borscht.
93% Obama, 10% Trump.
Right.
When Obama left, the Netherlands were 92% in favor of him. 17% are in favor of Trump.
That's a lot. I think that number is high. We just did a story about how he sends out fake magazine time.
Well, yeah, you're gonna. It appears that about a fifth of the world are right wing authoritarian, racist assholes. Apparently,
but you know what's weird about Trump? I imagine in the history of the planet, there's been more effective right wing nut job authoritarian assholes than Schittler. I mean, I'm not even sold. I know. I understand. Trump is a racist. He's a little fascisty, and he's evil. But how adept is he? How effective of a tyrant is this motherfucker? You know what I mean?
Well, that's might be the only thing that saves us.
Oh, God.
I mean, if he had been a Putin, we'd be fucked.
No, we would be.
And just to show you how important a free press is, you know, Putin has put his nipple clamps on everything that as far as the state media over there.
Oh, yes.
They think he walks on fucking water.
Oh, yeah. You better think that.
And
you're going to go to Siberia.
Trump is at 53% approval. Obama was at 11%.
Oh,
they hated
shit.
Obama over there. And they think Trump is tits.
What do you...
moves.
He's moves, baby. Do you think they hated Obama because racism?
Oh, sure. Part of it, yeah.
Are they racist in Russia? I mean, I don't know. I've never been there. I'm from the South. I mean,
you know a lot of black Russians, not the drink?
No. Fuck.
There you
go. Dude, I can't think of a one.
Of the 37 countries that were polled, by far the biggest difference was Sweden, 83-point difference.
Oh, shit.
And the lowest approval rating for Trump of these 37 countries is Mexico.
Well, that what a shocker.
5%. So still, 1 in 20 think, yeah, I like him.
But they're a country of rapists.
That's right.
Mexico.
I
assume are good people.
But it's funny to see some of these charts of that Trump's ratings in Western Europe right now, it says, are similar to those for Bush in 2008. And they didn't like Bush.
No, they didn't. I remember, man. Everybody thinks we're a bunch of fucking buffoons, you know?
The highest ratings, confidence in a leader.
Yes.
Worldwide.
Yes.
Is not Donald Trump.
Hey.
It's not Vladimir Putin. Putin ain't doing well. 59% have no confidence that Putin does the right thing.
But that what does it matter to that fucking guy?
27% say that he does. 53% have no confidence in Xi Jinping, the poobah of China.
Yes.
China.
Currency manipulators.
28% have confidence that he'll do the right thing. The highest is Angela Merkel.
Oh, shit.
Of Germany.
Gosh.
Du bist ein Scheißkopf.
Bush gave her that rub down.
It's the only German I know.
Oh, what does that mean?
Are you a shithead?
Oh, really? What about this? Feliz Navidad. Prospero Año e Felicidad.
And what does that mean?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Okay, that's Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Navidad.
Prospero Año.
Prospero. I want to.
It's not I love your anus.
I love.
You have a prosperous anus.
You have a prosperous Christmas.
Happy
and
New Year.
A happy fucking New Year. See? There you go.
Y Felicidad. And exactly. Happiness. Prosperous New Year with happiness, technically.
Well, my sixth grade chorus teacher lied to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I didn't pay attention. There's those.
That blonde Mexican singing. Angela Merkel's 42% have confidence that she does the right thing internationally. 31% say no.
Did you ever sing in choir growing up?
I did.
Did you guys ever have to, like, in school choir?
We never did show choir stuff.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, you really missed out. Let me see your jazz hands. I bet
it was a Catholic school.
See this? See these jazz hands?
That might have been a little too diddly for.
Right. Well, you guys.
We don't want to.
Hey, listen, my hands are too busy for jazz. Man, there's a little kid over here. Yeah. I mean, you know, we would also have to, like, we would do songs with, like, sign language.
Oh, really?
God, I suck at that. I was never good at it. And my sign language, I just watched with my peripheral vision. And I just kind of mimicked whatever the person was doing next to me, just like an eighth of a second behind them. It sucked.
You were like the...
Like that guy! Oh, who was it? The guy that faked the sign language?
Obama, right?
Obama did it?
No, wasn't it near Obama?
It was... Obama was speaking in Africa. And some guy...
No, it was like Haiti, wasn't it? Or right. I thought it was Caribbean, but go ahead.
Similar to Africa. I'm just kidding. And somebody was doing fake sign language next to the guy.
Well, yeah. And they found out that the guy had done it before. Like
that's his thing.
People had hired him before, and it was all bullshit. He was making it up as he went along.
Well, see, you say hired. So this guy.
He probably got paid.
Holy fuck. Dang, dude. I mean, listen. I'm talking about deaf. You're not going to listen. But listen, congratulations on pulling that off.
Yeah, they might have a hard time with the podcast. If you're reading a transcript of this right now.
How the fuck?
It was a Nelson Mandela Memorial.
That's right. Africa, baby.
Yeah.
I was right.
Johannesburg.
Yeah. That's in Africa.
I thought it was in Caribbean for some reason.
Johannesburg is in Jamaica. It's in Africa, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The first deaf person elected to South Africa's parliament and vice president of the World Federation of the Deaf was the person who noticed that the guy standing next to Obama signing. She said, what is he signing?
Nothing!
There's a video showing both the fake and the sign language interpreter who many TV viewers saw in a small box superimposed on the screens.
Super.
The woman that box was actually interpreting. So they had two different. They had a woman in a studio who was actually doing the real signs. But then you could see this idiot on the stage.
Well, he's not an idiot.
Just, well, yeah.
I mean, he's making money.
Well, he was mentally ill.
Oh, was he?
Well. They said he was schizophrenic. But in the pictures, he's 5 feet from President Obama. 5 feet away.
So what does that tell you? He was fully vetted.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's fucked up. Obama didn't notice. I would look over the guy, you know, if Jesus Christ, if you're the president, you don't look at a sign language interpreter and say, hey, are you really doing something over there? You're just fucking around because it looks like you're fucking around. Maybe that's not within his purview. I'm sorry. This is such a crazy thing, that sign language interpreter dude. Do you think when Obama found out about it, what do you think his reaction was?
Probably like, what the fuck?
What the fuck did this happen? God.
Back to this poll.
Yes.
The 2017 survey examines attitudes towards five major policy proposals that Schittler has supported.
Fuck you.
Globally, none of them are popular.
Nothing he does is popular with anyone.
He repeatedly pledged to withdraw the U.S. from the nuclear weapons agreement with Iran.
Nuclear.
Although he has yet to do so.
Yeah, what gives? That's dangerous. Day one, I'm tearing it up.
Most of the world disapproves of that, over 50%.
Sad.
Only Israel and Jordan have majorities supporting the United States pulling out of the...
Jeez, guys. They fucking hate Iran.
The one-third of people support Trump's proposed ban on people entering the U.S. from Muslim-majority nations. but there are four countries where more than half endorse it.
Yes.
Russia. Israel.
Yes.
Hungary and Poland. We got to keep an eye on them. Poland's a little scary right now. Poland is where, I think we talked about this, is where we're worried that Trump and the right-wing fascists want to take us. In Poland, they've been...
They got a they populace
a,
there,
they
right?
had a Yeah, they had a democracy, and they've been blowing up all the democratic norms there and making it just like fucking Erdogan's doing in Turkey.
What do they want to do? Do they want to go back to communism or something?
They're anti-democracy. They're
but wasn't that bad for the people?
Pro-authoritarian. They don't care.
I mean, they don't care. Well, it's strange because I got a friend from Poland. He lived there, and he talks about this shit. He's like, people fucking love Ronald Reagan over there. They love that, you know, the wall got torn down, that he won the whatever winning the Cold War means. You
it's the same like in Russia. It's that hyper-masculine bullshit because they're trying to overcompensate because financially they're fucked.
Right. It's fascism, right?
So, yeah.
An authoritarian comes over and say, look, I'm a big guy. I'm a man. Yeah, you can feed your family. You know, whatever.
You can't feed your family right now, but we're going to go kick the shit out of some brown people make us look manly.
We're going to get that military industrial complex going, motherfucker.
Withdrawal of international climate change agreements.
Oh, great.
71% think Trump's nuts.
Blame the climate. You know?
Major trade agreements, like getting out of NAFTA and things like that, 72% disapprove worldwide.
We're isolationists.
And 76% think we're absolutely, utterly crazy for wanting to put a wall up between us and Mexico.
You know, sometimes I don't understand, like, what is Rand Paul, that little fucknut, is he down with the Schittler?
No.
I don't get it. Why? Optics? He doesn't like to appear as racist, even though he probably fucking is.
I think he's a little bit of a true believer, too.
Like, he thinks Trump is fucking it up.
His libertarian bullshit.
Right.
I think he's kind of a true believer.
Because it was... Oh, so Rand Paul is, in fact, a believer.
Yes. Global views of Trump's characteristics.
Yes. of his his personality and shit.
Okay. They were read a list of respondents were read a list of positive and negative characteristics.
HIV positive.
And for each one were asked whether it describes Donald Trump.
Okay. This is funny.
Around the globe, people are now associating a number of negative characteristics.
Like what?
With Donald Trump.
He's a fucking liar.
Cares about ordinary people.
He doesn't know any ordinary people. How in the fuck would he care about them?
Only 23% worldwide say they think Donald Trump cares about ordinary people.
I mean, do you think this is a stupid point?
These are the good ones.
To
what?
Bring up, does he know anybody ordinary? Like, does he know anybody like you or I? Like, we go to the grocery store, we, you know,
no.
Shit in a toilet that's not made of gold?
No.
Okay.
26% think he's well qualified to be president.
Yes. My God.
39% say he's charismatic.
In what way? In what way?
Well,
what is your definition?
Hitler was charismatic. Yeah, that's true. I hate the Godwins, but I mean, seriously, charisma doesn't necessarily mean you're a good, wonderful, kind, fuzzy, loving person. It just means you're charismatic. People are attracted to you.
Yeah, I mean, he's charismatic toward anti-Semitic, racist motherfuckers.
Well, sure. Open the window. Here. Point. Come on, we'll find a couple that think he's charismatic.
You know, I got to tell you, throughout the show, I don't want to, no way in fucking hell are we going to give out this location, because fuck that shit.
Yeah.
However.
Because we're really not deep within a bunker.
Yeah, but we are, okay?
We
and
should
maybe
be.
Continue to say we're in a tower.
Okay.
Whatever we can do to throw people off. If we put a webcam up and just, if you could just see the people that are going back and forth and bicycles, fishing poles. Everybody's got fish. Everybody's carrying around a fish in a plastic bag. Why?
Because they're getting their free dinner. Listen, from the ocean. I don't know. How's the fish around here? Is it? I mean, obviously it's edible, but is it
good.
Really edible? There's no.
Well, you're lucky. You don't have to worry
about
it.
There's no gross things in it, like
no
chemicals.
It's totally clean. You know,
an oil
from
Exxon. Or
you know,
from BP, I mean.
I know we listen
in the Gulf.
Real quick, just a real quick sidebar. One time years ago, my family, we were all going out to eat this restaurant. Nice, kind of a nice restaurant, you know. And my middle brother Jeffrey, if you're listening, hello.
In Alaska.
Yes, was meeting us there. And he was taking a little bit more time to get there. He's a little late, and he shows up with a fucking fish, a full fish, wrapped in a newspaper in a bucket. And he brought it into the restaurant, and then he asked see if they could give him some ice so he could store his fish, because he was getting gas and somebody just gave him a fucking fish, which is nice. That's what Jesus did, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he didn't have to cut the motherfucking
thing up. Nobody caught
him.
He just kind of waved his hand, though, and they
here's
all
a fish.
Started flopping around. Right?
See, that's bullshit, because if you're just going to give loaves and fishes to a shit ton of people, do you know the prep that goes into actually making a fish edible? It's insane.
Well, yeah, you got to like scale it, and then you got to, if you're going to keep the skin on, but if you don't
right.
keep the skin on, then you got to skin it, and
you know,
I would assume
that story.
I've cooked fish before, but I've never.
Have you?
I can't eat it.
How did you cook it?
Because I'm allergic.
Right.
I've fried it.
Right.
I have boiled.
Oh, you boiled a fish?
It's kind of like a, not boiled, but.
You poached it.
Poached.
Okay. Right.
Enough
about fishes.
Over at the, yeah. So 55% think Trump is a strong leader.
Where? What?
Well, he wants to be.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't do that here in the United States of America, but sadly, 30% of us here would love to lick some boots.
It's so fucked up, man. A strong leader. He's an asshole.
Right.
He's not a strong leader. He's not
Again,
even a role model.
Let's go Godwin. Hitler was a strong leader also.
Yay. Oh, yes.
Kim Jong-un is a strong leader also.
Nine.
So, now let's talk about some other characteristics.
Okay.
Dangerous.
Ooh. He's dangerous, meaning like...
62% of people in the world have said Trump is dangerous.
That number is low. That is low. Of course, you know...
It's pretty terrifying, though, when you think almost right. two-thirds of the planet thinks our president is a dangerous man.
You know, we should that they should just pull people in the Middle East and like Yemen, folks that have been droned by our country, and they would say, well, guess what? Every American president is extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, look what they have at their disposal. If they want to fucking light us up whenever the fuck they want.
Russia, Israel, Jordan, Nigeria, Venezuela, Tunisia, Vietnam, India, Lebanon, Greece.
Yes.
Philippines, Argentina, Tanzania.
Right.
Hungary, Kenya.
Yes.
Ghana.
Kenya. That's where Obama's from.
Yes. It's where Obama was born.
Right.
These are just the, I'm reading the,
you know, we joke about that, but Donald Trump put together a task force, did he not, to try to prove that Obama was born in Kenya and shit like that. And now he's
no, he lied.
President. Okay.
He lied. He said, I sent people down to Hawaii. You won't believe what they're finding.
You won't believe it. There's nobody down there. You lied. Well, you didn't even send anyone.
Right. South Africa, Poland, Peru, Turkey.
Yes.
South.
Is that why you did this story?
That's the only reason.
I respect that.
Colombia, Indonesia, Italy, Mexico, Chile, Brazil, Senegal, Japan, Australia, UK.
Yes.
Canada, Spain, okay. France, South Korea, Germany, Netherlands, Sweden. Those are all. So
they
not a lot of
all those fucking.
Not
place.
A lot of. Mideast conflict nations. Lebanon's in there. Jordan's
yes.
in there.
Yes.
But, you know, we don't see Syria. We don't see the Iran.
You know, an American president is inherently dangerous, you would think.
To them, yeah.
They can
well,
fuck you
this,
up,
this president's
baby.
Dangerous to all of us.
Yeah, because we don't know what he's going to do. I mean, he's unpredictable. Like, Trump is... Like, I don't know. I go to a lot of shitty bars for comedy and, you know, you just see these drunks and there's a certain type of drunk. I don't know. You just look at him and you're like, that guy. I don't know what he's going to do. That guy's a problem.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
But, you know, if that would have been Schittler's moment, he wouldn't have smiled at the end, and it wouldn't have been all folksy.
Oh, and he'd be trying to say, I rewrote it.
Yeah, he'd fire the guy who's on the teleprompter. Yeah. I fired this fucking guy. He fucked my line. It made me look stupid. Everybody laughed at me. You're not going to laugh at me again. I'm going to go bomb a country. Actually, George Bush did that, so whatever.
Intolerant.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 100%. Of course he's intolerant.
65% say Trump is intolerant.
What the? What, and 35% of these people, what are they on? Quaaludes?
The highest percentage.
Yes.
75%
of
these people in all these countries polled
yes.
said Trump is arrogant.
He made, he's arrogant. Yes. He has to have the biggest dick in the room. I mean,
somehow people still like Americans, though.
Yes.
58% have a favorable view of Americans in general.
Jeez.
26% a non-favorable.
Count me in on that one. I don't have a favorable view of Americans because we do these polls all the time and I hear favorable numbers on Schittler and I'm just like, we're fucked. You know?
And right now they asked, is it good or bad if American ideas and customs are spreading to your country?
It's bad.
54% say it's bad.
It's
36%
bad.
Say it's good. Yeah. We're not the shining city on the hill that Reagan wanted.
But even that.
We're a shining shit pile. We're
a
dull, not shining, smelly shit pile.
But even so, you know, when we went to Europe. Were you ever anywhere and you were like, God, I wish this was more American-like. I wish this had more...
No.
Not one
no.
fucking bit. And I'm sorry. It's just like these Pottery Barns, this Walmart, you know, we suck right now. The wealth is distributed so in such a fucked up way. We don't have any good health care. Police are shooting people because of their skin color. What are we going to do? Are we going to sugarcoat it? Are we going to continue to give ourselves blowjobs and say, we're the best? My God, you can go to a zoo in Texas and somebody's like, I need to have my AR-15. What the fuck?
Yeah, yesterday's crab diving. Go to iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us good reviews, please. It helps us. Or go to crabdiving.com for that and all the great entertainment here on the network.
We're fucking homophobic. We got hate crimes. We're Islamophobic. We got a guy's got to drive. We got the Ten Commandments in our courthouses.
Yes.
We want to be the Taliban, some of us. We're fucked. The vice president, he's a fucking wacko. He believes in gay conversion therapy.
Creepy.
Calls his wife mother. What the fuck, dude?
Yesterday, we did a story about...
Yes.
How there are sad Trumpanzees and Trumpanzettes out there.
Yes.
On the Tinder.
Yes.
And on the Bumble and on, right. I don't know what other, Match.com.
Right. Ashley Madison.
eHarmony.
Right.
Who are not finding love.
Grindr.
Because they're putting... the fact that they're Trump supporters in their bios.
It's not necessarily an aphrodisiac to say, hey, I support this guy. He's like, hey, any pussy I see out there, I get to grab. And then I'm going to make out with you after I pop a few Tic Tacs in my fucking mouth because that'll make it okay.
We're going to get the story of the Irish.
Oh, God.
Reporter that he ogled today. But
God. You got nice eyes.
On the Fox quote news network.
God, if this is Steve fucking Ducey, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I lied. This is actually from his radio show, from Premier Radio Network's The Sean Hannity Show.
This necklace.
Trump cum guzzler. So extraordinaire. Sean Hannity. Yes.
He just can't get enough of that shaft of Schittler.
He is all... but hurt about the story that people won't date Trump supporters. The story is that more and more people are putting on Tinder, specifically Tinder, please swipe left if you voted Trump.
Resist, baby. I mean, really, I mean, listen, if you voted Trump, there's a whole bunch of things going on with you. It's totally fucked up. You're flawed.
There's not one good reason that you voted for Trump. There's not one reason that's not untoward.
And we've talked about this a lot. I guess there could maybe be people that voted for Trump that aren't racists. But to even vote for Trump, you have to be able to compartmentalize that horrible shit he said about Mexican people. The weird anti-Semitic things he says sort of in code. Anti-gay shit. I mean, there are just deal breakers.
Yeah.
What's your fucking problem?
Here's a whiny little lunkhead piss baby, Sean Hannity, Trump apologist.
Oh, God. Does he still have no
Trump
neck?
Trump philator.
No neck, right? He still doesn't have a neck?
Yeah, that's
I'm just checking.
The Muay Thai jiu-jitsu black belt guys don't have necks, Ryan.
Does he practice?
I
feel like you've told me this, but I have since forgotten. God, Hannity. It's weird because... I couldn't imagine you could be any shittier, but in fact you are. Congratulations on your total and complete.
And you know he's a Dragon Dojo guy.
Oh, yes.
If you're talking about the Karate Kid references, he's not Mr. Miyagi.
Fuck no.
You use martial arts only at the last for the you do everything to avoid conflict. You know this dick fuck. Can't wait to try to beat somebody up because it'll show what big swinging American testicles he's got.
It's so funny that you say that. You mentioned an 80s movie in the back. Like, it's like Trump.
Was it Dragon Joe Dojo? Did I get that correct, by the way? I don't remember
Dragon
my...
Dragon Cock.
I don't remember my...
Oh, it was... my, tweet us. Who are the bad guys in Karate Kid? Who knows? I think the Dragon Fuck Nuts or something.
I think it was Dragon Dojo. Dragon. Yeah, but anyway...
But, you know, Trump supporters and Trump, in fact, Trump to me looks like what a bad guy from, like, if he was an actor, played a bad guy in an 80s movie back in the 80s, you know?
Yes.
That's what a lot of his supporters look like. Pop collar, shitty hair, white as fuck, captain of the football team, big toothy smile, dumb, racist, idiot, sexist, bad to women, total bag of shit.
Cobra Kai. I got it wrong.
God. Cobra Kai.
The Dragon Dojo. It was the Cobra Kai Dojo over the bad guys.
Yeah. God, we need Mr. So Miyagi.
Here's Sean Hannity.
Yes.
Whining and pissing.
Ooh.
People don't want to date Trump supporters.
All right. So I don't know if you have the same thing. What do they call this matchmaking thing? Timber and all that other stuff.
Timber. Listen to him pretending to be dumb about it.
God.
The hugest app that's fucking out there. It's been a cultural phenomenon for years now.
Yes.
And he's like, what is it? What is that? The Timber? What is that?
And you're a journalist, you fucking
right. He's lying.
Cunt.
He's lying.
You're going to know what you're talking about.
He knows exactly what he's saying, and he's trying to be funny. Ugh. And as a typical conservative, when we do shit like that, if I say on the Timber, you know I'm making a joke.
Dude.
And making fun of the name a little bit. This guy's just... It's just conservatives aren't funny.
They are not. And you know what's so bad? It's you know what? It's nice when they realize they're not funny. You know what I mean? Because I like Chris.
Like who?
Chris Wallace, I think, you know, he works for Fox News. He's a Fox bot, so fuck him. But I think he has the ability to kind of be funny because he knows he's not. Shep Smith can kind of be funny because I think somewhere there's some humility there. But I can't think of anybody else. And it's so bad when they try to be. It's cringeworthy. It's deuce chill inspiring.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sweep the lick. You have a problem with that?
No sensei.
No mercy.
Yeah, that kid. Yeah. No mercy.
And Trump supporters would watch this and be like, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Fuck you.
Sweep the leg up from little faggot.
Yeah. But they didn't know Mr. Miyagi was going to do that thing where he snaps his hands together and fucking.
Yeah, magic healing.
Yeah. A little higher.
Jacks off. Wax off. Excuse me.
Wax off. There you go. That's close.
And all that other
stuff. We have that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. There apparently Donald Trump, according to the Sacramento Bee, is saying people will ask straight up, did you vote for or do you support Trump? And if you did, boom, that's it. Or that what
you're
up?
Off.
You're off. Trump voters, please swipe left and go to your room and think about what you have done on Tinder. I mean, where's this hatred coming from? So
we're listening to it right now.
Yeah, dude.
You white fuck, you asshole, you lunkhead, you moron, you boot-licking, simpering toad.
It's coming from you. Oh, my God. Where is this hate coming from? The network on which you star, you fuckface.
Who doesn't want to date me? I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, what an asshole. What a
and think about what you have done on Tinder. I mean, where's this hatred coming from? Salon had to take a Trump-free Tuesday day today because they're so unhinged over there. What's going on?
Unhinged. They're sick of Trump's bullshit, and they're like, we're just going to take a day off.
That's fucking, you know what I mean? Unhinged. Unhinged, you mean they're like saying what Hitler said? See, a lot of these fucking places like Salon and Motherboard and, you know, even the centrists over there at MSNBC, all they do is report on Trump and they say what he says.
Well, you've heard Al Franken.
Yes.
Every time he speaks.
Love that guy.
He eviscerates the lunatics of which or to which he is speaking.
Yes.
And never yells, never gets animated.
Right.
Is very articulate,
yes,
but brutal with his words. People on the right have described him as hysterical.
Listen,
hysterical, not funny.
Right.
Like, oh my God, he's going crazy. Usually, they reserve that for women because,
yes. And
that's what they called Kamala Harris.
Absolutely, I remember that for the fucking hearing with
when
Sessions.
They interrupted her twice. Yeah, she's hysterical.
Well, how dare a black woman talk to Jefferson Beauregard right. Sessions like that?
make a Trump-free Tuesday day today because...
And, you know, the etymology of hysterical is like hysterectomy. It has to do with the womb. Hysterical means crazy woman.
Holy shit, I did not know that. Wow, I didn't know that.
They're damn so unhinged over there. What's
fuck
going
you.
On?
Well, I mean, first things first, Mr. Hannity, I think you and I and the rest of the population should always be very cautious of anybody that meets their date online. Like, if you...
I don't know who this is he's talking to.
Wants to make his date online,
but
he
it
does.
Sounds like someone who agrees with him.
God damn it.
It doesn't matter anyway. Because oh, wait, she does
so
say...
So he's just taking callers on a shit radio show?
I'm looking at... She does say Pratt. I want to hear this.
Who
hold on.
To form a relationship... online, it probably means that in real life you're a bit of a prat and nobody wants to hang out with you.
I do love the word prat.
What does that mean? A bit of a prat.
A dick, an asshole. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I want to start using that.
I love the word prat.
Why does no one use prat in this country? Why?
An incompetent, stupid, or foolish person, an idiot.
You're a prat.
Can also be used for buttocks.
God, I'm trying to see that word. Fuck you, you fucking prat. Fuck off, Pratt. Eat my dick, you fucking...
It means you're a bit of a Pratt.
Could be
a...
Kate, could you do me a favor? Could you be a little less of a fucking Pratt? Bam. That's it. That's how you use it. I'm an expert on the swearing shit. You know?
I too am a profanateur.
A profanateur. That's the business. Listen, fuck this shit. Here's how we're going to make money. We find parents.
More than we're making off the podcast.
Oh, yes. We're going to find parents.
How could we?
Listen, we're going to find parents and say, hey, listen, here's the reality. Your kid's going to swear. Your kid's going to say bad words. Yes. That's the nature of it. Do you want him to sound like a douchebag or do you want him to sound good at it?
Well, from my own experience, I think my parents erred. Because I had friends in high school, like, you know, freshman, sophomore in high school, 13 years old, 14 yes. years old. I would go over to their house and but fuck away. I mean, the as far as words, they didn't care. They didn't care if their kids swore. As long as you are civilized in public, don't go out to dinner
right.
with grandma and say, pass the fucking salt, granny. You know,
unless your grandma was the late, great Joan Rivers.
My grandmother. but.
Who taught you to swear? Was it your mom? Is your mom?
No, well, that's my point is right. that my parents were really cool about a whole bunch of shit, but that was a weird one.
Yes.
For some reason, they were, and we've talked about this before because I yes. said my parents kind of stealthy racism.
Right.
Or. Racism on the cusp, like they're the generation that was starting to lose the racism a little bit.
Okay,
because I couldn't swear as a kid. Oh. They forbade me.
Well,
from
I couldn't
swearing.
Either. I wasn't allowed.
And my parents just, but your parents probably didn't sling the words no, around. My no. parents slung the words around. It was one
right.
of these. I thought it was a little hypocritical.
Yes,
like, you know, do as I say, don't as I do, kind
yes.
of bullshit. And I think that was an error on their part because I couldn't wait to get out of the house and just say, fuck, cunt, yeah, shit, yeah. Fuck, shit, you know? It was just weird.
Like, my mom is a talented artist, very good teacher, wonderful, you know? Actually, was teacher of the year for Pensacola. And,
awesome.
You know, but one of her talents was not the swearing. And neither was my dad's. You know, my dad, you know, talented engineer. He could built a robot out of a fucking pool filter.
I heard your dad swear,
but not like times. Not
well,
like
not
you
like,
or I.
Not
yeah,
like
he
my
wasn't
dad.
A Jedi.
Not like my dad. No.
You know they. You know, but I don't know where I picked it up. But the point is,
but it carried more weight when your dad swore.
No, oh,
because
yes.
he didn't normally. Right, right, right. right.
One time I was home for the holidays, and my middle brother took me aside and said, "Hey, maybe ease off on the F word." I was like, "I didn't even know. I didn't even know."
But yeah, I go over to my friends and it was fair game, you know, and nobody cared. So, but so I don't know where I learned, I guess, you know, TV and movies.
Right.
Not TV, but movies and stuff. I don't, and my friends, my horrible, yeah. my horrible miscreant
well,
friends.
Kids are horrible, you know.
Plus, I like language. I like words. I think words are cool, like
yeah,
Pratt.
Yeah.
And
hello, Mr. Pratt.
And sometimes I use big words, not
right.
intentionally to show, oh, look how much better I am. I just like
yeah.
big, I like obscure words. I think it's cool. It's if you could.
So does Trump.
Whip out a.
He called
Trump biography titles, by the way, still trending.
Yes.
On the Twitter, which has got to drive him crazy.
Because no,
they're not kind.
Right. And I know he was... Trump's probably good at swearing, but... And I know he was only repeating what someone said at a rally, but he did, on microphone, plainly and intentionally, called Ted Cruz a pussy. Now,
I didn't. He was quoting a woman who called Ted Cruz a pussy.
Said it. I don't think that's ever happened. I'm sure there were plenty of rallies and campaign events where Lyndon Johnson wasn't mic'd, and I'm sure he said worse. Right.
Yeah.
You know, in between, fondling his secretary pool or whatever the fuck he was into.
I turn on television. They're chopping people's heads off in the Middle East. If you're Christian, the head comes off. If you're not Christian, the head comes off. We haven't seen stuff like this since medieval times. All right? Medieval times.
Oh, maybe somebody had a birthday party at medieval times is what he's talking about.
Will you listen to him? Listen to that. He sounds so stupid. Yeah. How could you vote
for him? And people are worried about my tone. You heard the other night at the debate. They asked Ted Cruz, serious question, well, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely, and he didn't. He said, well, it's, you know, he's concerned about the answer because some people, she just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out because I don't want to. Okay, you're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. That's terrible. Terrible.
And he spins around.
He what?
Spins around.
He's a pussy.
Yeah. Pussy. Terrible. Terrible. And the crowd goes wild.
Did he do jazz hands right after?
Tiny little ones.
He can barely see
them. Yeah, little tiny ones.
Our president has the worst jazz hands, and I hate that more than anything. He's also a racist cunt. There's that. Good God. We ain't God who voted for him. Even before he said Ted Cruz was a pussy. I mean, hey, the Middle East, the heads are just coming off. You're Christian, your head comes off. You're not Christian, your head comes off.
Well, I mean, it was...
It sounds like he's doing bad Jackie Mason.
It was daily. It was daily that there were horrible stories, and none of us thought... We all thought, there's no way in hell this is going to get elected. This is entertaining as fuck.
I'm sorry.
And we loved the shit show of the Republicans.
Oh, God.
Being humiliated one by one by one.
Please clap.
Right. God. Wait, that's Jeb.
That's Jebediah.
You're saying it wrong. You have to sound the exclamation point. Jeb!
Oh, that's
like
right.
That. Because whatever you say, you have to scare the shit out of somebody.
You know, they had that meeting. That's the funniest thing about that is they're like, look, Bush is an unpopular name. We're just going to scrub it and just put an exclamation point. You're going to be Jeb.
Brilliant. Listen, that's the best you could do. And that guy, talk about a nothing burger.
Yeah.
What a colossal disappointment. How else do you... disappointment. He was a disappointment. God, Jeb, you suck.
Very entertaining.
Well, you know, he's a pussy.
Sadly, he became president.
Whew, fuck me. I mean, you know. God damn it. I'm sorry, black people. I'm sorry, gay people. I'm sorry, anybody of color. White people fucked up. We didn't take this dickhead seriously. I'm fucking sorry. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
I was going to save this next story for maybe Faithless Friday, but fuck it. More alliteration.
What is that from? Who says, yes, fuck it. Fuck it. Oh, that's
Lori Baker on...
No, that's Spicoli. That's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And Sean Penn says something like, fuck it, man. And then his teacher who played... You know the teacher's name. He's a famous actor. Oh, yes, Mrs. Spicoli. Fuck it. God, who the fuck was that? Oh, it's so funny. Who cares?
I don't recall.
Oh, go forward with the story in which...
I don't recall, like Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. I might have met with some Russians, but I don't recall.
Serious question. Who wins in a koi off? Lindsey Graham or Jeff Bo Sesh? Who wins? A koi off. Who's more koi?
Oh, I thought you meant like throwing goldfish at each other.
Either.
Like the I'm fish gonna, slapping dance from
I'm
Monty Python.
Smack that little Nancy with another fish.
So I was going to save this for Faithless Friday, but.
Yes.
do you see what's going on with the Mets? No. Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is sucking. He ain't doing great, but they moved him up.
Those fucking whores.
And basically, I think one of the people in the organization kind of just came out and said, well, the Mets are sucking this year. They might just get move him up to put butts in the seats. Big, white, Christian butts in the seats.
I am looking at his 2017 stats.
222.
Hey, I'd love to hit
with
that.
Three home runs.
Hey, Tim.
Leading his team in strikeouts.
Oh, shit.
And is the oldest guy on his team by 6 years, and they move him up. Seven errors.
Yeah. So what? Wait, what's his fielding percentage? Is that bad? I mean, how many?
0.862. Right. The lowest.
Suck.
Currently, Tigers third baseman Nick Castellanos is ranking dead last in all of Major League Baseball with a fielding percentage of 0.92. Tebow is 0.86. Lower.
And by the way, when you go to the majors, it's going to be harder to catch fucking balls. And by the way, Nick Castellanos, whatever his fucking name is, I've seen him play for years. And you know what? The poor fucking guy is getting old, and that's all it is. So, you know, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. Tim Tebow, listen, I'm trying to put together a comedian softball league here in fucking Pensacola, and I mean, it's the nicest way possible. I'm having trouble finding people that can run 90 feet without having a heart attack.
Or aren't sight impaired.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, the ball's pretty big, though. You could be, you know, you come down here, learn how to do comedy, a tight five. You can play first base or whatever. Play whatever you want. You're the best player on the team.
So they asked New York general manager Sandy Alderson about this. They're like, he was batting .222 in Class A.
He sucks.
Listen to this bullshit. Listen to this bullshit.
Yes.
That's a good question. You know, something interesting.
The question was, why the fuck are you moving Tim Tebow up when he sucks?
What about these other players?
They may
have
put it in different terms.
What, imagine you're another player and he is blocking someone. That is bullshit. You work your whole
I'd be so pissed
fucking
off.
Life. Oh.
And the only fucking reason is because he goes down on his knee and thanks the Lord. Oh, that is the only reason. I would respect if he was blowing people more than the fact that these Christianists excuse his shitty play.
Years ago, fucking the guy who was in Dancing with the Wolves and in The Untouchables, Kevin Costner, got an at-bat. In the minor league season, one at bat, and he got to play one half inning at shortstop for the Texas Rangers.
Yes.
And there was all kinds of controversy because at bats during spring training, I mean, those kids fight for that.
Right.
That fucks somebody's career up. Just that one half inning. We're talking about a guy fucking blocking someone, moving up. Wait. I'm sorry. Where are they moving him to? Not to the major league level.
No. But they bumped him up one.
Oh, he's gonna suck. He's gonna. This is insane. He should be playing for some independent league. Go play for the Long Island Ducks. You're not even good enough for that, you fuck. Go play in Thailand. Go play in Thailand.
So here's the bullshit explanation of Sandy Alderson, the GM of the Mets.
Question. You know, something interesting about him is his OPS has been like twice as high at home as it has been on the road. So not sure how to interpret that. But
listen to him making shit up. He's making shit up.
I mean,
I don't know. His OPS is twice what it is at on the road.
You know, I listen. If you these baseball nerds, I used to listen to sometimes these podcasts. They dissect players by WAR. It's a way to look at all the stats and kind of quantify them into one number. I wonder what his WAR is. Wins above replacements. How many? It's probably negative something. He's just not. Listen, he's better at baseball than most people. He's not better than Michael Jordan was. Michael Jordan hit .220 in AAA, right?
He also mentions that his improving exit velocity.
How fast the ball flies off the bat, but his ball never hits the bat in the fucking first place. Well, so who gives a fuck?
That's the thing. But the public doesn't have access, they're saying here. Minor league baseball doesn't release velocity data.
They're lying.
So we have no way of even verifying that.
They're lying. They want a way to put... God, what? How disgusting, man. I just think
so
about...
this is USA Today Sports. Call it what it has always been, a ploy to sell tickets. No yes. organization would waste resources on a 29-year-old with no valuable tools if his name wasn't Tim Tebow. But people still yes. seem to care about him, so the Mets will continue to promote him even as he continues to struggle. Don't be shocked when he's on the Mets' big league roster in
Bullshit.
September, especially if their season continues on its current path to nowhere.
There is no way he will even make contact. Do you know why? Okay, this is how it works. If this guy goes to the majors, do you think there's going to be one pitcher that lets up on Tim Tebow? Do they want to be the one guy Jesus Fuckface McGee over here gets a hit off of? Fuck no! Oh my God, no! They're gonna be coming for this guy. What's he gonna hit? A curveball coming at him at 95 fucking miles an hour? The big galoot.
The Mets announced on Sunday that he will be moving from Low A in Columbia up to Class A in St. Lucie, wherever that
is. You know, the thing is, like they talk about the thing on Tebow. They said his plus is he's fast for his size. He's fast. Who cares?
So am I.
Well,
I can't hit the ball.
Yeah, I mean, and they sort of have a case study for that. What's his face on the Reds? He had one season where he wasn't, God, what's his, he's like the fastest player on the fucking planet. And still, speed, there's not a long history of speed.
And if you can't hit the ball, yeah, what's the point of having speed?
I mean, you can
be are you a pinch runner? Yeah, oh
but
boy.
Look at the size of him.
He's an oaf.
He's good at football.
He was kind of good at football in college.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Is he's not a better football player than he is a fucking...
In the pros, he was marginal. I mean, he was a great NCAA player, but it didn't follow him. And none of us would be saying this, Christians. None of us would be shitting upon Tim Tebow.
Oh, yes.
If he really could catch the ball, throw the ball.
Right.
And have great numbers. He could kneel all the fuck he wants and praise whatever God he wants. Nobody would care. But the fact that he did his Jesus thing and then sucked, and then you cried Christian discrimination when he was kicked off the team is why we point the finger and laugh at him.
By the way, the host of the Daily Upper Decker just rang and he just Facebooked me. I think they have a new episode.
Brand new sparkling episode tonight of the Daily Upper Decker. Maybe they mention, ask him if
well,
they mentioned Tim Tebow.
I said, what do you think about Tebow moving to double A?
Single A.
Oh, single
from
A.
From low A.
Well, he's probably going to fucking correct me. He always does when I get my shit wrong. But anyway, he's probably, I just looked at the last line of the description for his episode. All I can see is July 4th. God, I've only been here July.
Insurance.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Urban Dictionary sex moves.
There you go. 8 p.m. Pacific tonight.
Right.
Streaming for you. And then iTunes and Stitcher. The very funny Daily Upper Decker Sports podcast. Go to dailyupperdecker.com too to read their blog.
They have quite funny,
a lot of funny shit going on.
Oh
there.
Yeah, I mean this.
So there you go. I don't want to make this all about baseball, but it's about the Christian bullshit elevating a marginal, if best, athlete and excusing his performance. We're supposed to all say we don't care if he sucks. He loves the Lord, so start him. What the fuck?
Hey, Jesus, can I ask you a question about this Tebow? If this is your athlete, this is your baby or whatever, why didn't you make him better?
Well, right.
I'm fucking serious. What about Deion Sanders? Deion Sanders played both games.
Yeah.
And then he went on to be a preacher, well, so maybe that's, you know, he did. Wait, we're getting a response on Tim Tebow from Tommy.
from the Daily Upper
Deck. I think the Mets want to sell tickets in September. He better be ready to go. Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
So there, listen to the Daily Upper Decker Sports Podcast. The right. We also have this is a heinous story, and it's yes. not only you know, just the general fuckery that's going on here in the United States.
General fuckery, I am.
But this far right business worldwide is really a cancer upon the world.
No and, shit. And,
fanned the flames by Uncle Nipples. This is much of this, all this anti-immigrant stuff. Much of this shit is the flames are fanned.
Yes,
by Putin.
Is this where
trying
Trump
to destabilize the especially Western democracies?
Is this where Trump and Putin have a connection, or is it not like that?
Anally?
Yes, anally. Like they're
docking.
They're each other's human centipede partner.
Their foreskins together or whatever. Isn't that what it's called? Docking.
Oh yes. I think, by the way, Human Centipede the musical. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Kick line.
In harmony.
Right.
Oh,
shit.
So, there, you know, in Europe, a lot of these poor refugees who are fleeing, you know, bombs flying from the sky and fucking gas.
Right. And our Christians over here must be welcoming them with open arms.
Oh,
please.
Yeah.
It's what Jesus would fucking do. No room at the manger.
And
come over here.
Many of them are sadly taking to boats and getting in the fucking Mediterranean and trying to cross. Countless have died, overturned. There's that famous picture of that toddler, drowned toddler on the beach.
You're running from ISIS, from war, or whatever you're fucking running from. Violence. Your home is being bombed. Couldn't be worse.
Well, now there's a horrific group out of Europe, an anti-immigrant far-right group.
Oh, come on.
Who I'm sure Trump would support, and
absolutely.
I'm sure Uncle Nipples supports.
Well, at the very least, Trump would pander to them and make them feel like human beings.
Marine Le Pen and all the knuckle-draggers like them. The who's the Brexit dude? Nigel Farage.
Damn, I forgot his name.
Nigel Farage. All these anti-immigrant fucks. Who blame immigration on all their woes in their countries.
Yeah.
There's a group called Defend Europe.
Oh, God. Defend Europe.
Who they classify themselves as identitarians.
Oh, I'm an identitarian, I am.
Wanting to protect Europe's identity from immigrants. So, listen to this. They have raised money via a crowdfunding campaign.
Yes.
They got 65,000 euros.
Oh, shit.
To buy a ship.
Oh.
And they want to go out.
Come on.
And they're going to disrupt these search and rescue operations. I think basically they're just trying to.
They're going to make it worse.
Well, yeah, just. I don't know if they're. Are they going to try to sink them?
I mean, you know, the sick thing is they don't really need to do that. They're sinking anyway. And by the way, they do have people trying to disrupt them. It's ISIS and whatever the fuck else is shooting at these poor people.
On their website, this hate group said, every week, every day, every hour, ships packed with illegal immigrants are flooding into European waters.
Oh, shit.
An invasion is taking place.
Oh, my God. There's
children. We want to start an identitarian search and rescue mission in July on the Libyan coast. Our goal is to document the doings of the NGOs, expose their collaboration with the human smugglers, and intervene if they do something illegal.
So,
like helping people not drown, I believe.
Aren't you, I mean, is there something, maritime law, does it not state that if you're in a boat and someone is in distress that you should help them? Or am I speaking out of my ass?
In May, they sent a ship to Sicily to block a search and rescue ship.
Blocking the rescue people? Fuck this shit, man. Fuck them. Where the fuck is Batman?
A group called Hope Not Hate, an anti-racism group in the UK,
yes,
said they will be monitoring these assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Their invasive moves have been described as dangerous. Nick Lowles, chief executive of Hope Not Hate, said,
okay,
while the identitarian movement has always used controversial and confrontational tactics, the hiring of this ship is emblematic of the dangerous new confidence within the movement.
So this guy thinks these people are bad.
They're getting worse.
Oh, my God. I don't even understand who thinks like this.
He added, the project also reveals an increasingly international threat, with key activists coming from across Europe, while support, including financial, is flooding in from around the world.
Yes.
We will be monitoring this ship's movements very closely.
Right.
And liaising.
Liaising!
Is that how you say that? Liaising?
I Absolutely.
Guess. With the NGOs and supporters over the coming months to ensure the relevant authorities are aware of the situation, we will forge a coalition of progressive organizations to oppose this dangerous new development on the high seas.
I mean, it's almost, it's not funny at all, but it's just insane. It's like bizarre. I can't imagine.
They're basically a navy, a hate navy.
God.
Blocking search and rescue ship. Navy. They blocked a ship.
Yes.
That was going to go rescue people from ships that have overturned.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And this group blocked them. Let those brown evil immigrants die.
God damn. By the way, Tommy Gimler, host of the Upper Deck, has one follow-up quote. He hopes to wake up and see a headline that reads, millions of Christians suffer instant heart attacks after Tebow announces he is indeed gay.
That'd be amazing.
That story is fucking horrible. I can't imagine. You're going to make it worse for people in a boat, in a creaky, shitty boat, that you're going to block their rescue efforts?
Yeah.
Do these people, are they just into hating? Or do they also purport themselves to be like Jesus-y and Christian-y and shit like that?
They're trying to work with the governments are trying to work with the Libyan Coast Guard and, you know, try to stop them from leaving in the first place.
I just can't imagine. Can anybody, if you're in one of these hate groups, can you put yourself in the shoes of a Syrian, a family? Imagine how stressed that you're with your family, you're fleeing a country. You're trying to keep your family safe. You get on a fucking boat, and you probably don't want to get on the boat, but it's your only hope, right? I mean, it's your only chance to get the fuck out of there and not get killed.
Yesterday was World Refugee Day.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't have heard about that here in America. Heartless America, the richest country on the fucking planet in the history of the world.
Breaking our dicks to save these people. We really should be.
And yesterday news came in that at least 120 people have drowned off the coast of Libya. Their deaths bring the total number who died while attempting to cross the Mediterranean to more than 1,800 since the start of the year.
Why are our, you know what I don't understand? Like, people in this country, the racists, they don't want these Syrian refugees over here because they're worried there's going to be hidden terrorist cells amongst them, right? Is that the thing?
They're all terrorists.
Oh, yes.
And they're brown, so we can't have any of that.
If it were true that every once in a while and then there's a terrorist, I would sort of think, well, that's the risk we should take. That's part of the water we should carry to save these people's lives, you know?
So they're pissed off about these. When this alt-right fuck was talking about they're going to monitor the NGOs with their new ship.
Yes.
The NGOs are the search and rescue ships. So they're going to somehow try to prevent search and rescue ships from going and helping people.
And what do you even say to these fuckers? Like, we're trying to help people. You're sabotaging that effort?
This is from earlier in June here. This is from The Guardian.
Yes.
Far-right activists are planning a sea campaign this summer to disrupt vessels saving refugees in the Mediterranean.
Good Lord, man.
After successfully interrupting a rescue mission last month.
Okay. Oh, man. So, wait, I just want to be clear. Hell does not exist. There's no way these people can roast eternally in it. That sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks.
My God. I mean, that is such a fucked up story. And that's so fucked up, hey, man.
A French faction of these assholes, Génération Identitaire, set up a Defend Europe website targeting refugee rescue boats. Their mission statement says, ships packed with illegal immigrants are flooding the European borders. An invasion is taking place. This massive immigration is changing the face of our continent. We are losing our safety, our way of life, and there is a danger we Europeans will become a minority.
Oh my God, the war on white people.
There it is.
It doesn't fucking exist. Hey, Europe, if you're all you're saying people over there, you better keep these little Nazi fucks in check because this shit is scary. God damn.
Last month, three members of a French identitarian group targeted a search and rescue vessel belonging to the charity SOS Mediterranee.
Oh, fuck you.
As it left Catania. Italian coast guards intercepted the far-right supporters and briefly detained them.
Yeah.
They were trying to disrupt these rescue missions.
In what way? Like, how do they do it? Like, with, like... ram them? I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
God, that's a fucked up story.
The boat that attempted to obstruct SOS Mediterranee's vessel last month.
Ooh, wee wee.
Also aboard was a Canadian alt-right journalist.
Okay.
Who has 278,000 Twitter followers.
Oh, God. How depressing.
Breitbart. A favorite website with a U, favorite, website of the U.S. alt-right, frequently praises Europe's pro-Trump identitarian movement.
Oh, my God. So Steve Bannon supports this shit, probably.
Oh, sure.
That is, I don't care what color your skin are. I mean, is, you know, if you fall into the water, you're drowning. You're a human being drowning. I mean, amazing. The racism is just fucking amazing.
Humanitarian organizations have been credited with saving huge numbers of refugees.
Bigly.
One group, Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, right? Began operations in the Med in May of 2015 and rescued more than 22,500 people.
Bam! That's great.
Many off the Libyan coast over the next 7 months.
Oh, God, there's sharks in those waters. It's all horrible. I mean, this sucks.
European far-right lunatics are accusing these NGOs of working with traffickers to bring these evil migrants to Europe, and they're claiming that the search and rescue boats are not carrying out humanitarian intervention.
They aren't carrying out humanitarian intervention. They're trying to keep people from being saved from drowning. Okay. I fuck these people, man. George Soros, go find somebody who's a badass, turn him into Batman and send them after these fuckers. Number one. I mean, we really should be leading. America should be number one. We should have
the leading asshole nation right now.
We should have the most amount of refugees in this country by fucking far. Don't you think? Look at us. We're huge.
Huge.
We're assholes.
There's an interesting story. I wonder, I'll have to read this one. This is over at Alternet.
Yes.
The headline says, Fundamentalism, Racism, Fear, and Propaganda. An insider explains why rural Christian white America will never change.
Oh, come on. Why do you have to be so negative? What if they all die? But we're hoping all these idiots die. Then what, right? Then it'll change.
In deep red white America, the white Christian God is king, figuratively and literally. Religious fundamentalism is what has shaped most of their belief system. Oh, interesting. I saw another article a few days ago about...
Yes.
And it was one of those, one of those studies where you look at it and go, well, duh, fucking duh.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
A study shows religion may be contributing to the unprecedented political divide. Whoa, really? Gosh darn it.
Oh, wow.
Golly gee whiz, you think?
Great study, guys.
How much did you pay for that one?
My God. If you're going to do a study, call me up. Ask what my opinion is, and I'll tell you if you need to do the study or not.
people in the United States, according to a new study, religious groups could be part of the problem of the political divide.
Could be. They could be part of the problem.
Researchers found religious leaders are even more politically divided than the majority of Americans.
No shit.
Even the people in their own congregations. Right. With certain denominations leaning extremely Democratic.
Okay.
And others considered overwhelmingly Republican.
Southern Baptists.
Evangelical Christians and Baptists.
Right.
And the Democrats are Unitarians and Reformed Jews are the big ones.
Fuck you. Suck my dick. Schittler all day, baby.
A-M-E. Black A-M-E.
American Methodist Estonians.
Evangelicals.
Evangelicals, all yes. That.
Those are overwhelmingly Democrat also.
Yes. Quit with the Jesus.
The Jewish
dumb.
Conservatives, the UCC, ooh. Episcopals, Presbyterians are all in the blue.
Yeah, those are Democrats.
Let's go down to the other side. I don't know what the Brethren are. Whatever the Brethren are, they're the scary ones because they are the most Republican.
Human sacrifice.
Fundamentalist Baptist, Independent Baptist.
Yes.
Wisconsin Lutheran, Missouri Synod.
Pass me a rattlesnake.
Pentecostals, Assembly of God, yeah, Nazarenes.
Oh, Trump.
Southern Baptists aren't even as high as I thought they would be because these other groups are more heinous.
I mean, the Nazarene, dude, that's some scary backwoods bullshit.
What are Brethren?
Scary shit. You don't even need to look it up. Don't look it up. I'll tell you who they are. They're some motherfuckers that have some fucked up beliefs about religion, and they're terrifying. Bam!
I wonder if they're like these quiverful or what.
They're like anything that's shitty. Brethren.
Brethren in Christ. Ugh. Church.
Ugh. You got to take your shoes off, feet washing, the whole bit. You get molested.
The Church of the United Brethren in Christ is an evangelical Christian denomination based in Huntington, Indiana.
Fuck you.
It's a Protestant denomination of Episcopal structure.
Okay.
Blah, with blah, roots blah. In Mennonite and German Reform communities. Oh, God.
Crazy as fucking
close
balls.
Ties to Methodism.
Nah, whatever. Mennonites. That's nuts.
So there you go. Those are the most Republican. But yeah, what a fucking stupid study that says maybe this religion bullshit that's so heinous right now and so pervasive might be contributing to our political atmosphere.
Knock me over with a fucking feather.
We're going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen and others. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yay.
Crabdiving.com. Listen to all the other stuff here on the network. iTunes, Stitcher, blah, blah, blah. Brian's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Don't forget to go to his website, RatedRComedy.com, for his schedule. Hello. Or follow him on the Instagram and the Twitter at RatedRComedy. Right.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We gonna be back tomorrow. Have a great evening, everybody.
Tim Tebow, sir.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.